warm weather. I don't like this cold, cold weather. Well, I've entitled this video, All Wisdom Comes from God, especially all spiritual wisdom, but all wisdom comes from God. And we can look to the source of wisdom by looking to God Himself. And there's nothing more viable for us to seek wisdom than to look to the originator of all things. Welcome aboard Facebook this morning. And for our Facebook users, I want to remind you that we are on several platforms in case we're censored by Facebook. We are on BitChute.com. We are on SermonAudio.com/HouseChurch. We're on WeMe, which is a new broadcast, a new platform, WeMe. Michael Adams made me aware of that. We also are on Tumblr, Twitter, blog.com, and Reddit. So we're trying to reach out in case YouTube and Facebook decide that we're not appropriate for their audience. Well, we see in the first chapter of James, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will beget he us with the word of truth, that we should be kind of the first fruits of his creatures. James 1:5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. We need to be seeking God daily for wisdom in a wicked and perverse generation. We need to be seeking God for wisdom. Good morning, Rick Batorik. Good to see you this morning. You're up and at 'em early this morning as well. Well, you know, when we think of wisdom, we think of the word wise. Wise. Which encompasses a lot of things, being wise. There's many times in my life when I've been unwise. I've hasted to judgment. James is full of exhortations and admonitions. And we don't necessarily like to be exhorted or admonished, do we? But I must say that when I read through the book of James, I get nailed every time. I get nailed every time. I'm just going to read through some of the exhortations that James gives the saints of God. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. Let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak, slow to wrath. I haven't always been slow to speak. I haven't always been slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. You know, that's whenever we are drawn away of our own lust and enticed, we become angry and we Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Well, it's a great exhortation. If many men among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man religion is vain. It's a hard saying, but you know what? I've had times when I haven't bridled my tongue. Pure religion, undefiled, and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. We are told to come out from the world and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing. Well, whosoever shall keep the whole law, yet offend in one point, he's guilty of all. All we have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Well, we are told that James tells us that the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members. The tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be. Who is a wise man endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. James 3, verse 13. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Wow, it's a hard saying. It's a hard saying. See, the world, when we look at the left-right compendium going on right now, the Hegelian dialectic, and all the strife between the different factions, political factions, isn't that what we see? Envying and strife, there's confusion in every evil work. There's a lot of finger pointing going on. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Like I say, every time I read the book of James, I'm convicted. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lust that war in your members? Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. We don't hear a lot of messages preached on that, do we? All we hear anymore is messages of tolerance. But James says that whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do you want to be a friend of the world? Do I want to be a friend of the world? But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. James was on a roll, wasn't he? He was on a roll. We're all double-minded. Every one of us. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Speak not evil one of another. Wow. There's a lot of people speaking evil of one another. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Be ye also patient, establish your heart, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Well, this is good admonition for us this morning. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. I'm doing fine, George. It's good to see you're with us this morning. Hope giver, George. That's a good quality, to give hope to a hopeless world. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Well, the book of James has much to give us practical Christian living. I want to end this little short devotional with my son. What is my son's name? Is Mark, George Mark. I've entitled this last poem I'm going to read, The Lord Loves His Children Forever. The Lord loves His children forever. An everlasting love means His love He will never sever. He's with us through the ups and downs of our life and is with us amidst all this strife. Whatever His children go through, He's right there with them, aiding, supporting, and sustaining them. He intercedes for us before His Father, too, when we don't know how to pray. He's praying for me and you. So the next time you're in a trial and a major test, just cry out to Jesus and He will do the rest. We couldn't even cry out to Him if we were not His daughters and sons, for they are adopted into His family. This work is already done. Well, Brother Rick Batorik and all of those who have joined us on this platform or other platforms or will hear this video, I pray that you will have a blessed day in the Lord today. And let us always remember that all wisdom comes from God above. God bless.